From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 939th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Jim Reeves.
Railroad, steamboat, river, and canal. Yonder comes a sucker, and he's got my gal. Gong, 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 and I'll bid her my last farewell. Fell in love with a pretty little thing. I thought that wedding bells would ring. She was as sweet could be, till I found out what she did to me. Railroad, steamboat, river, and canal. Yonder comes a sucker, and he's got my gal. She's gone, 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 and she's gone, 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 and I'll bid her my last farewell. Hey! I won't cry my life away. Some other sucker will have to pay. And when he finds that she's gone, I guess I'll hear him sing this song. Railroad, steamboat, river, and canal. Yonder comes a sucker, and he's got my gal. And she's gone, 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 and she's gone, 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 and I'll be there. Farewell.
Thank you, folks, and speaking for the entire Opry gang, I'd like to welcome you to another Grand Old Opry.
Featuring tonight, June Carter, Chet Atkins, Pete Stamper, the Jordanaires, Del Wood, the Opry Square Dancers, and all the Opry gang.
And we've lowered the stage and heightened the ceiling a bit because our guest tonight is high-jumping, high-flying Bill Carlisle. Our first guest tonight is a young fella a lot of you know. He wandered in backstage and didn't really plan on being on the show, and since he's a little bashful and uncomfortable about the whole thing, I hope you'll give him a nice welcome. Here's our good friend from Dalton Springs, Kentucky, Pete Stamper. Pete.
Thank you. This is my first time to ever be down here at the Grand Ole Opry, and I've been treated so good since I've been here that I'd kind of like to invite all you folks up to my part of the country if you ever get a chance to come up there. Dalton Springs, Kentucky is the name of it, and there's a road that goes all the way there. I don't know the number of it, but if y'all can ever can come up and can get pert near there by yourselves, then I can tell you how to get the rest of the way in. Y'all will first hit this little town called Madisonville, and you'll come into it, and you'll hit the courthouse, and you make a right-hand turn and go all the way around, and then go right back out the same way you come in. Now, that's on account of I don't know which road you turn off of going in, but it's the first one on the rise you're going back out. Of course, the next town you hit there, that'll be Dalton Springs, and the only thing there is just don't go through too fast and miss it. And quite a few people do, unless they just happen to get lucky and hit a traffic light on red. And, of course, that don't usually ever happen. In fact, unless there's a car coming from the other direction, we don't even bother to turn it on. It's a second-hand light, and we're trying to take care of it. We had a little trouble out of it when we first got it. Y'all probably seen them just like it. It had a little sign that hung down on the bottom of it that said stop and make a right-hand turn on red. And, well, pretty near everybody come through there done that. But that's what give us our trouble. See, we ain't got a road going in that direction there. But it's a good town. And if y'all ever get down there, don't bother about getting a hotel room because you'll be welcome out at our house. We'll put you up out there. Of course, we live 4 miles out. And to get out to where we live, you keep that same road right straight on through town. And don't worry about getting off of it until you come to a forks in it. Now, you kind of want to watch that forks. It's a little tricky. You don't want to take that left-hand road because it peters out there in about a quarter of a mile. It'll fool you. It starts out a good road, but then turns into a cow path, then to a squirrel trail, and up a hickory tree, and into a knot hole. It's the right hand one you want to take. You can tell it after you get around the second curve. You all see a gate across the road. And the reason I made mention of that gate is on account of I'd like to tell you to shut it back, because Shorty Hewitt keeps his cows in there, and if y'all let any of them out, he'll blame it on us. I know, because about a year ago, some folks come through there and left the gate open. One of his cows got out and went down the holler that night and got into a moonshine still and drunk up 2 or 3 gallons and come home and died. And, well, she just didn't die. She come home giving eggnog, and he milked her to death is what happened. But I'll tell you, you can't miss our place when you get there. Keep looking on the right-hand side of the road and sitting out there about 100 yards, you'll see a little four-room house, and there'll probably be 18 or 20 young'uns playing around the yard, and they'll probably be playing with a little duck. Now, we don't live there. We live on the other side of the road. That's where Shorty Hewitt lives. That's his young'uns. Of course, that ain't a duck they're playing with. That's a stork with its legs wore off. But we'll be like to see it out.
That's mighty good, Pete Stamper. Thank you. Right here and now, we want to clear off a nice big circle on the stage, because our guest star is the kind of fellow who needs a lot of room to operate in. Let's roll out the welcome mat for Bill Carlisle and friends. Bill. Say, Bill, before you start fidgeting around like a World Series pitcher, let's give the folks some notice of where you'll be visiting the next week.
Well, thank you, Jim. We'll be up in West Virginia all of next week, Jim.
And all you folks who need a lift and enjoy country music, drop in and see Bill and the gang. By golly, they'll lift themselves and you right off the ground. Bill, show them what I mean. How about blasting away on your new RCA release, Uncle Bud?
Uncle Bud, he was a man like this. He didn't want a woman if she didn't want a kiss. He didn't want a honey if she didn't want a woo. He didn't want a lover if she couldn't be true. Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud. Uncle Bud. Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, he was a wonderful guy. Couldn't play the fiddle, but he didn't care to try. Squire dance caller who could do the jitterbug. When he got to going, he could really cut a rug. Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud. Uncle Bud. Well, old Uncle Buddy had a cute little wife. Hugged her and he kissed her every day of his life. 14 daughters and 15 boys. Old Uncle Buddy had a house full of joys. Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud. Now everybody, I love, love, love. Uncle Buddy had a crib full of corn. Drunk his liquor from an old cow's horn. Sweet on women and rough on rats. I'm just another one of his hip cats. Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud.
What's this big grin you're wearing tonight?
Oh, Jim, this is my kind of weather. Fire in the fireplace weather.
Nothing like propping up your feet and relaxing in front of a blazing fire.
You mean the pipe full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco?
That's the final perfect touch, Grant. A pipe full of PA is sheer smoking comfort. PA is fresh, crimp cut, to burn slow and lazy and even. Comfortable and downright tasty. natural tobacco taste, rich and fine.
Well, that makes me feel good just thinking about it, Jim.
Well, let's think about the fellas who roll their own, too.
Hey, yeah, because Prince Albert and an OCB paper gives a Makin's man the same natural tobacco taste and smoking comfort.
Yes, sir. Pipe smoker or a Makin man, Prince Albert can fill all your smoking needs and all your smoking comforts. Enjoy it. The National Joy Smoke, Prince Albert. Here come all the Grand Ole Opry square dancers, really shaking a leg to Rufus Thibodeau's fiddle playing Boiling Cabbage Down. Of all the sacred or spiritual songs done on the Grand Ole Opry in its many, many years on the air, I think you would agree this is one that stands out as something very special. The Jordanaires and I would like to sing for you Peace in the Valley. Well, I'm tired and I'm weary, but I must go along till the Lord will come and carry me away. Well, the morning so bright, and the lamb is the light, and the night is as black as the sea. Oh, yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow,
oh my Lordy,
no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, my Lord, no trouble I see.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Thank you, friends. Thank you very much. Well, this is sort of RCA night at the Opry because here comes another label buddy of mine and a real star. It's time for the best of Pickens, and here's Chet Atkins going on getting charged.
Thank you.
wonderful, Ted Atkins. Thank you very, very much. Well, sir, we better dust off the track once more because this next friend of ours is a fast-moving, fast-talking bundle of cute fun. Here's June Carter.
Are we done?
I think so.
Hello there, old Jim Reeves, old buddy.
Hello, June. Oh,
not head.
Hello, June.
Oh, four walls around
Hello, June.
Me.
Thank you.
Just so tickled to be on this show with you. I had a few good words to say to you.
All right.
You're the handsomest thing I've ever seen.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
You're lovely.
Thank you.
You're excited.
You're crazy.
You're right. No, I just said that because I really do like Jim Reeves, and I'm just tickled to death to have this opportunity to get to be on this show since he's got such big record hits out as he's got all over the country. And tell you the truth, I carry his picture with me all the time because I like him so well. I kiss his picture, I kiss his fingers, I kiss his feet, I kiss his toes, just anything to keep from kissing him.
Oh. Now, June, you shouldn't do that to me. You build me up. You make me feel real good. And let me. You ought to say something nice about me.
Something nice.
Something nice about me.
All right, that's what I do. I say something real nice about
you. Real nice.
Then you like me better, won't you?
I like you much better.
Okay, we'll start again. I will start real nice, just like we did the first time. Jim, old buddy, old nodhead, old four walls, with you, I could go through life with ease. I could walk in comfort. I could glide along like a bird. Hey, like that.
Makes me feel good, June. That's real nice. That's so romantic. That's just wonderful.
I thought it was, too. I got it off of a corn plaster ad.
Oh, no. Hi, June. See, you've done it to me again. You make me feel so good here twice, and then you just let me down. I don't want anything else to do with you.
Well, that's all right. I don't want nothing else to do with you, neither. Fact of it is, I just come out here to talk to Jim Reeves to get a opportunity to make an announcement to all you folks out there. Is there any nice, good-looking, young, single men out there that would like to come up here and kiss me? Is there any middle-aged men out there that would like to come up here? Any old men? Any old women? Huh? Well, I tell you what, it don't make much difference nohow, because I ain't got much use for this stuff you call love. Fact of it is, I've done found out what love is. Do you know what it is, Jim?
No, but I'd like for you to tell me.
Well, it's this way. Love is just a thing of beauty. Beauty is a blossom. If you want to get your finger bit, just poke it at a possum. Say, Jim, did you know that my boyfriend likes two desserts for supper? Well, one's a piece of cake or pie, and the second dessert is puffing away on his pipe packed with good Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
A lot of gents feel the same way, June. Nothing tops a good meal like PA. When you pack your pipe with Prince Albert, you can see how fresh and crimp cut it is. Packs firm and good. When you light up, you can taste the rich, natural flavor. Puff away a while, and you can feel how comfortable and easy it is to enjoy PA.
Now, you making men, PA's for you, too.
Cause Prince Albert and OCB Papers let you roll a smooth-making, smooth-smoking cigarette every time. Let you enjoy the long-burning, rich taste and pleasure of PA. Pipe smoker or making man, enjoy the natural tobacco taste and all the comfort of PA, Prince Albert.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now, who else besides me is in the mood for another song from Bill Carlisle? Hi!
Thank you, Jim.
We'd like to do a waltz tune called Something Different. Are you ready? Did you see that gal I was with last night?
She ain't good looking, but she's something different.
Her dress too tight didn't fit her right, but hooray for that little difference. I know a lot for little gal. How does leave them be?
for the one I've got. Something different,
and she's good enough for me. Loaded, 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 she's good enough for me.
She ain't too flirty.
She ain't good looking, but she's something different.
She's my jerky turkey from Albuquerque. Hooray for that little difference. I know lots of pretty little gals. I'll just leave them be. For the one I've got, something different. And she's good enough for me.
Loaded, loaded, loaded. She's good enough for me.
She ain't too thin.
She ain't good looking, but she's something different.
She pooches out before she order pooch in. But hooray for that little difference. I know law for the little gals. I'll just leave them be. For the one I've got, something different. And
she's good enough for me. Loaded, loaded, loaded. She's good enough for me. She's good enough for me.
That's Bill and all the Carlisles. Enjoyed it, Bill. Thank you very much. And by golly, here's something else you're going to like. It's Piano Plunkin' Time, and the queen of the country piano, Del Wood, is all set to stomp out the Chinese Breakdown. Piano, I'm sure that Del Wood would do it. She keeps both hands working. She never favors either one of them. She makes them both work. That's one of her records called Chinese Breakdown. You know, friends, when you're fortunate enough to make records, you're sometimes fortunate enough to find a good song that sort of fits like a glove. And that's the way it is with our next. And we'd like to say tonight that the Jordanaires are helping us on it. They helped us make the record. Some of the greatest. We hope you'll enjoy hearing it again. Four Walls.
Out where the bright lights are glowing, you're drawn like a moth to a flame. You laugh while the wine's overflowing, while I sit and whisper your name. Four walls to hear me, four walls to see. Sometimes I ask why I'm waiting, but my walls have nothing to say. I'm made for love, not for hating. So here, where you left me, I'll stay. One night with you is like heaven. And so, while I'm walking the floor, I listen for steps in the hallway and wait for your knock on my door. Four walls to hear me, four walls to see, four walls to hear me closing in on me.
The Grand Ole Opry holds forth for its 940th consecutive broadcast. And we want you to come visit with us then. And just to make sure that you do, we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. And up in the driver's seat will be the old master himself, Roy Acuff. Now, Roy's bringing along all his famous Smoky Mountain boys and a special guest, Miss Jean Shepherd. Till next week, then, this is Jim Reeves saying thank you. Thank you very much for everything. And we'll all be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Sure is nice to sit back and sort of daydream about all the things you'd like to have. But it's even better to go out and get them. Yes, sir, when you get right down to it, most of us want the real thing. And that goes for cigarettes, too. That's why these days you hear so many folks say, have a real cigarette, have a Camel. You see, no other cigarette brings you the full, rich flavor and smooth mildness of Camel's exclusive blend of costly tobaccos. So naturally, no other cigarette gives you the same smoking comfort you get out of Camels. No wonder more people today select Camels than any other brand. Why not join them? Find out for yourself the difference between just smoking and Camels. So good and mild, the finest taste in smoking. This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service. WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.